Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
It's always so awkward. But anyway, this is episode 91 of the Webcomic Beacon. I'm your host, Fess of Fessworks.com, and with me are my wonderful co-hosts. First up, Tanya Higgins of Betapone.com. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
And Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com.
Hello.
And we are
hosting... Hey, wait a minute. Did I get demoted?
No.
Because he used to be first, because I was like a putz and didn't show up and like slept through an episode.
You made Mark
cry. We've been on the air for 3 minutes. Fess.
Anyway.
I'd make him feel better, but he won't let me.
Oh, well. In any case, we... Our Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics hosting site and community at rampagenetwork.com. And, well, Mark's a putz, but but I do enjoy his company.
That insult to injury.
It'll be okay, Mark, eventually.
Okay.
This week, we don't really have a particular topic. But this is something I saw online a little bit ago. Well, I don't know, maybe last month or something like that. And I thought, you know what? we gotta approach this. And apparently, they're also in Minnesota, so I could go and throw rocks at them if I wanted to. But on the show right now, from the online internet web comic show, it's a web series about two guys making a web comic. Please welcome, Tyler. Tyler, who plays Mike from the show, and George, the director. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. How's it going?
All right. Well, thanks for being here. Could you give us a plug, basically, describing what the heck this is?
Sure. So the online webcomic show, like you said, it's a web series that George and I created, and it is about two guys who meet and decide to do a webcomic together. And also in the show is Mike, who is my character, his roommate, Billy. And it's kind of the first season is 7 episodes, and the next episode will be in October, and that'll be actually the season finale. And that'll kind of be the thing that brings the whole first season, which is them launching the comic. And their first steps into stardom.
Yeah, this series is like putting a mirror up to all of our lives. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Whether it be terrible to watch or awkward, it's a mirror to all our lives.
So is there an actual webcomic that's actually being made, or is it entirely fictitious right now?
In the show, it is entirely fictitious, and that is because George and I have no drawing ability.
That is correct. You should see the storyboards. They look, I wouldn't even call them storyboards, really.
On napkins and post-it notes and...
Just napkins. But besides the web series, I also write a web comic called That'd Be Sweet at thatbesweet.com. So a lot of that is kind of like where the idea came from. It's just my background of writing web comics and just reading way too many web comics every day. But yeah, in the show, in season one, there isn't an actual webcomic. That'll probably change in season two.
I forgot. Is there a name to the comic, or is it just kind of always misalluded to? Or
I don't think we named it.
We have not yet named it. You don't think. You wrote it. we have not named the comic as of yet.
It is about a female bartender. That is the one thing.
We're going to drop clues and hints slowly along the way, and perhaps...
We'll write it right now.
Yeah, right now. We're writing this as we speak, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, when it comes up, you meant to do that.
That's right.
Okay. So, if you could almost look at this as kind of like one of those, comics that start off about guys that are making a comic, and the comic is about that, and that's been done a million times before they actually get into a real comic. But this is obviously a way different approach, which is why it's like, okay, this has got to be going somewhere. So, was that the mentality of what you decided to start a web series about like this, or was it just?
Yeah. That's actually exactly where it came from. I was doing the webcomic That'd Be Sweet, and it was about our 1 year anniversary of that. And I did it with a friend, Travis, and him and I were kind of talking about where we want to go with the comic, because it is just two guys hanging out. They're the quintessential first webcomic everyone does. And so I've been like trying to think of like, oh, we could have him get this job, or they could be detectives and all this cool idea. And I was like, I'm not creative at all.
So, we'll make lots of content no one will watch. That's what we came up with.
So I was like, well, I just want to do the comic about two guys making a comic, but like there's so many of them and it's so cliche, and I was like, I could do a web series and people will think it's creative.
We fooled you.
And then there was silence.
And then there was silence. Like, just like our show. Just like our show, you know. It's terribly awkward. And, like I said, a mirror to our lives. So.
Let's see. So, you go around and you make these shots. One I know, like most of them have been in the apartment, which and fairly easy to do, and in the parking lot. But then there was a shot when you're like in the bar. Now, how do you go about getting permission for something like that?
You don't.
It's a short answer.
I'm kidding. No, you do. You I don't know. We to get permission for the bar scene. I actually gave a phone call to a bar restaurant, of course. It's called McCann's Food and Brew, and they were incredibly accommodating. I just gave them a call. I told them what we were doing, and they said, yeah, come on down at this time. It'll be, you know, convenient for both of us. And I said, all right, here we come. And I packed their bar with a bunch of cast and crew, and they helped us out a lot, actually. They were very accommodating.
It helps to find their location, too. Like, that bar just happens to be two levels, so we kind of got to take over their basement. And that way, like, they could still be open and not be in their way. We did get permission from another bar here in St. Paul, and we had to come in on, like, a Wednesday from, like, 4 to 6. And, like, it takes a lot longer than 2 hours to shoot everything we wanted to do. Right. So we just – the McCann's worked out perfectly because we could take up their space without being in the way.
Yeah. So it comes out of just, you know, I don't know, working with whoever you're going to hope to work with. You know, you're being inconvenient to them. So if they're going to be right. In any way helpful, you know, work with them. That's what we learned.
The one thing too, like that we really learned from doing season one, and we're excited about starting the second season here, is that if you just ask for stuff, a lot of people will just hand it to you. We, we asked, probably like 8 or 10 bars, and 2 of them said yes, and 1 of them worked with us. So that, you know, we didn't have to pay them or anything. So that works. But we also, in the whole season, you can see that throughout every episode we're drinking beer, which is fantastic. But it's Flat Earth Brew, which is here in St. Paul, and it's fantastic. And we just asked them, and they gave us a whole lot of free beer. So they're wonderful sponsors.
Wow. I just thought of a great way to get some beer for free. I can't order.
And then also, my character had some really cool shirts in this season, and they were all just donated by a website called Glenn's Tees. And we just asked them. Said, hey, we're putting together a video project, and you have cool shirts. Do you want to give us some? And he said yes. So
we would ask that all of you purchase items from these lovely individuals, if at all possible.
You'll have to send me an email with all your sponsors, just in case. We should probably, if they have a website, we should link them in the show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I always wondered how, like, when they made those Chad Vader videos, how he could get the run of an entire, you know, superstore or whatever to walk around as Darth Vader and do his thing.
They did it during
just
off
a lot
hours.
Of work there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my thought. Like, it was like a stock boy's dream, like just the middle of the night, 2 a.m. when you're supposed to be stocking shelves. You're running around as Darth Vader.
Note to self from here on out.
I got to get a job as a stock shelf. In the first episode, actually, we filmed like the first 30 seconds of that episode in the office, and that's my office at 2 in the morning on a Saturday. That's why all the doors and windows are shut. It's kind of that. Didn't Clerks do that? He filmed at night, so that's why they closed the windows.
Right. Yeah. Oh, they were stuck because somebody jammed gum in the locks.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. So were ours. So were ours.
Yeah, the thing with, you know, like Chad Vader or even, you know, Red versus Blue, you know, really awesome web series that I would love to go into more. They're not webcomic, really, so I don't. And I try to keep this particular show as strictly webcomics as we can. But the Gigcast would be something that's, like, you know, they've been around longer than us. They do a lot more than webcomics. They do a lot of web stuff. But that's why I kind of made the quote-unquote exception for this web series, because it's webcomic related in a way. So
yeah, we're banking on that, actually.
Yeah, you guys emailed me first.
I read an early interview with Felicia Day, and she said that, you know, one of the reasons she thinks hers was so successful is that there was already such a built-in audience. And, you know, that definitely – it's not like we're dumb. We didn't, you know, think of that ahead of time. Like, oh, there's a ton of people who read webcomics. Like, there we go. There's our market.
You didn't create your, you know, your web series on snail mating patterns.
Right.
Yes, I think it's three people.
Wait a second.
That's brilliant. Do you have that copyrighted?
Season two.
I don't. Go for it. Fly, boys. Fly.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're going down the drain quick.
And you've actually relaunched the comic. Was it twice or just once in the show?
Well, they launch it and it's not funny, so then they relaunch it,
hoping it's funny, and we don't know if it is yet or not.
Okay, and then they have plans to. No, they already did relaunch it as they changed who was doing the comic, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about marketing and publicity.
Right.
Of course.
And I actually have a clip. From it's an episode 6. This is a shorter clip than I was originally going to play, but we see Mike and Dante sitting on the couch talking about the possibility of relaunching the comic as a woman, basically a piece to the feminists that hate them, that are emailing them, and I'll just play this right away.
So, we relaunched the comic as a woman.
Oh, right. But we can't just make up a person.
Yeah, true. We'll have to use someone we know.
What about Billy?
Yeah, what about Billy?
You think it would work?
Oh, it's just so simple. It's genius.
Because
chicks love chicks, man. Think about it. They hang out together like they're in a little clan. At the bar. They go shopping together, slumber parties, pillow fights together. They even pee together. Hell, if they're together long enough, they even cycle together. I mean, what the hell?
What are you talking about?
We're gonna be chicks.
Shh. You know, I don't even care. Mike, go get some lunch.
No, yeah. No. He's busy, but I'll go.
And that's the clip.
It's so true too.
Oh my god!
There's more to it that's one of my favorite episodes, actually. But I recommend people to go to it's so long I keep forgetting. What is it? Online internet webcomicshow.com. And actually, your videos don't show up on the homepage. Not on Firefox anyway.
So, oh, that's good to know, because they should.
Yeah,
because they're supposed to.
Sure. Oh, crap.
Get on that.
I do all my testing in Chrome. I love Chrome. That sucks.
But you can check out that you guys got a Vimeo channel and a YouTube channel, which is where I've been looking at. So
yeah, and if you go to Vimeo, it's in HD, and it's really nice quality on that. And actually, if you go to our website, the one thing when we were designing our website, too, is we have that just bar across the top. You know, we're releasing these once a month, and I understand that people just forget. You know, there's web series that come out once a week, and I never remember. So, you know, you can sign up to be emailed or Twitter, RSS. We have a whole lot of ways for people just to be notified when there is a new episode.
Right.
But, yeah, it should be on our site as well. Did not know that. One thing I want to mention about that clip too, just the idea of like launching it as a woman. That actually, a long time ago, Dave Kellett was talking on Twitter on how when he goes to conventions and his wife goes with, he sells a lot more stuff. There is something to be said.
There's actually kind of an ongoing joke at Squid's, the Squidworks meetings, that I should have to come to all conventions because more people come to the table when I'm there. They say it's a boob factor. And so we've spent a lot of time discussing the mathematical qualities of the boob factor.
But see, I have boobs, and that's not helping.
They're the wrong kind.
Boobs are different.
You gotta shave your chest, actually, and dress and drag.
Oh, gosh.
This is why I don't sell any merchandise.
Moves are different. The man moves. Moves have an entirely different factor.
Is that what they're called?
Yes. I don't know. That's what I call them. Maybe moves. It's just, I think it's funny.
All right. copyright Tanya Higgins.
Well, just to let the whole world know that I have been trying my darndest to get the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders to show up at our next convention in our booth. So stop on by.
Yeah, asking for something just doesn't happen.
you have to realize I'm going to spend a great deal of resources in the next 2 weeks trying to find hot chicks to just bounce at your table now.
I'll send you my email address. Hold on. Okay.
Why can't you find her to bounce with me?
I can do that.
Yeah. Mark? Jeez.
Table? Who needs it?
You need it to stand anyway.
Just
anyway.
Remember, anyone thinking about switching their comic over to having been written by a woman and hoping not to piss off the feminists, it didn't work for Gail Simone and Wonder Woman. Just keep that in mind.
There you go.
She's been lambasted. So.
Yeah, anyone listening to us for good ideas should just kind of redirect their energies right now.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit mother other. Damn it!
What the hell was that?
I tripped over my tongue again. And
okay then.
Anyway, break time.
Oh, now it's break time.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
Now we're now thinking about snail mating rituals, oddly enough. Did you know that if their penis gets stuck, the other snail will bite it off? That's a miserable way to mate.
I'm sorry?
I just had to put that out there. Now we can move on.
Hang on. I'm going to write this down. Don't get penis stuck.
So anyone out there who believes in reincarnation, there's a motivator to be a good person.
Yeah, well, you know,
that's an improvement is all I'm saying.
Frank Mathis is like they lop the head off the dude after copulation. So I'm thinking I'm really happy to be a human.
Oh, like the praying mantis? Yeah.
I don't care how much we have to cry afterwards.
The praying mantis, the male performs better if she eats his head. His thrusts increase in pace if she starts eating his head. She has all the incentive in the world to do it.
I just don't get if you get the double entendre with that.
I do. I do.
Because I'm not mature. I mean, I get it.
With humans, the girl just takes all your money and your best stuff. And...
Oh, dude. Oh.
Just saying. Tell me it's not true.
Well, only if I don't classify as a woman. I've never done that to anyone, ever. I was divorced 2 years ago. I only left how long?
Liar!
Time ago. I know, really. I only took the stuff I came with. I went in my car.
Oh, well, those prenuptial agreements are a bitch, aren't they?
Hey, now.
I kid.
Sure you do. I've seen your website.
Like three or four women that are not.
All right.
Now I'm going to get letters.
All right. Do we have any more insects oral jokes?
We can get them out of the way.
Let's see. The woman gives a prank. Well, I guess the man gives the praying mantis girl head so he can perform better.
Yeah. I think we're done.
Okay, we're done.
I feel like I'm in a science class and everything's gone wrong.
I feel like I'm going to think of one in like a half hour and be really mad. I'll shout it out at the supermarket.
That'd be awesome.
just to try to extend the topic slightly, if it's somewhat possible, the only other thing similar that I could bring up for the topic would probably be Rooster Teeth. You know, the people that do the Red versus Blue comics, you know, web series based on the Halo engine. Rooster Teeth has a comic of its own, which is basically based off of, you know, the guys that do Red versus Blue. And recently, well, maybe in the last, you know, last year, they really started to amp up actual web series. And while the comic and the web series are not particularly, you know, basing off of each other, it still is based off of the same people, you know, the same area, you know, them working in the office, Rooster Teeth, to produce the various things. And is anybody here watch those?
I do. I watch them with my children, makes me a bad parent and a geek.
What about you guys?
I watched them in high school. I know that the Red versus Blue. I thought it was funny. I don't know. I actually don't know why I stopped.
So you haven't seen?
I'll start watching them again now.
So you guys haven't seen?
We're big fans.
So you guys haven't seen the shorts that they do, which are basically.
No, I haven't.
No, we've been feverishly writing. Our own series, I guess.
Your own series.
So that's a with lie.
Own series about two guys making a webcomic that has no name.
Yes, exactly. We've been throwing darts at a board trying to decide names.
Well, you can tell we're so good with the online interweb. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
The inner tubes.
Yeah, yeah. Are you guys going to be at, Falcon, basically Minneapolis Falcon?
Yeah, we have a table for Falcon, which is in St. Paul here, or I think Falcon Heights, technically, whatever, at the fairground. That's the 10th and the 11th, and we're actually doing two other ones in October. We're going to have quite the October, but the October 23rd through the 25th, we're going to be at GeekCon in Madison, and in that one, actually, on the 23rd, they're going to, in their sci-fi room, I guess, we're clearly not anime, so they counted us as sci-fi, they're going to show all seven episodes back-to-back. And then there's like an hour-long question and answer thing if anyone is interested.
Wait. They labeled you as sci-fi?
Well, we're clearly not anime, I think was the breakdown. They have two rooms, a sci-fi and anime.
Okay.
And there's simply not enough tentacle porn in ours to be. And then the last one I wanted to just throw out real quick is C4, I guess the Central Canada Comic Convention. It's over Halloween weekend. We'll be up in Winnipeg, I think.
Yes, Winnipeg.
Halloween weekend, and they're going to show our show as well. I just don't know when or where. Hopefully it's not in, like, the lobby. The bathroom, I guess. But, yeah, at Falcon, we're going to bring my wife as well and hope the boob factor works for us.
Yeah, boob factor's good.
Yes.
She's not going to Winnipeg. She doesn't want to spend 8 hours in the car with us, but...
Understandable.
Yeah, so.
All right. Oh, yes?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think about, I don't know how many other people are doing this sort of thing, but, you know, just exploring these new mediums and that sort of stuff. We were a little bit inspired back during the writer's strike, you know, the Writers Guild you know, wanting more content or whatever, the whole internet deal. Well, we're not making any money off this, but we're still putting our stuff on the internet. So, you know, thanks to all those guys who are, you know, fighting the good fight.
Alrighty.
That sounded so noble.
It did, didn't it? That's what we're going for here.
How long does it take to put together an episode? Just say from beginning to end, when you come up with the story ideas and stuff, put a script together all the way through to editing.
Well, I think one thing that we really learned in doing the first season is that you know, we have limited access to the equipment and the people that really helped us put it together. So we tried to do it all at once. So George and I wrote all 7 episodes at once, and that was over like a month period, usually consistent of alcohol, beer at the bar. And then we filmed all 7 episodes over 2 weekends, which was a terrible idea. It was like 4 days that were like 12 hours long, and everyone was tired and hungry. And now, like, we did all that in May, and George just finished editing episode 8 like a week ago. Like, it really takes a lot longer than I thought, you know, and that's one thing. Everyone's all excited about webcomics, you know, it's free, you know, especially with Comic Press. It's so easy and free to get your stuff out there. The web series, we're like, oh, it'll be the same. I have experience with this stuff. I'll just throw it together. And none of that stuff is cheap. And if you actually include people, you have to feed them. And that was ridiculous.
Well, our cast and crew really was pretty fantastic. Like I said, or like Tyler said, we were up all night. You know, we would start, you know, 7 a.m. We're going until 2 a.m. We're doing this stuff. We're traveling around. And for the most part, they seem to only have a mild disdain for me at the end of the weekend. So overall, I consider it a success.
We haven't seen any of them since May, though. They won't hang out with us.
Feed me, now go away.
Yes. So.
Let's see here. I would like to pose an idea. If it happens to work out in season 2, or sometime, a webcomic beacon and online internet comic show crossover, I'd be up for that if it works out and if you think it'd be cool or not. Otherwise, you know, whatever.
Okay. All right. No. Hey. We're just flattered you're even interested. How about that?
You know, worst case, it was such a pain to get extras. Do you know how hard it is to convince someone to show up and drink free beer and just not even say a line? I have no idea.
Why?
In God Minnesota? Man, that That's all we do
I know.
Here.
We managed to get, you know, we got this super talented guy to do music for us. We got a bar. We got free beer. We had free shirts. And I just thought, oh, I have friends. Friends will show up and drink my free beer and appear in the background. And we slaved to get people to stand in the background. It was ridiculous.
Crap, you need better friends.
Yeah, we need better friends. Absolutely.
Just shut up and drink that beer, damn it. Don't say a word. I've actually been an extra, and somebody, my brother's friend had started making independent films and such. I'd never even seen the movie because he was kind of flaky, but I was an extra in a scene for an hour that shot several takes, just walking on by, you know, and yeah. I did my job as an extra.
Were you given any compensation?
Name in the credit.
Name in the credit.
Yeah, we tried to name at least all our extras. One thing that's funny is the next episode, the season finale here in October, we filmed that on location, and I'm not telling where because it's a secret. Not really, because episode 7, it says where we're going. But I didn't get any extras ahead of time. Like, I didn't try and rope my friends into it because I was like, oh, it's a big event. There will be people there. People will be interested in what we're doing. They will be in the background by default. And we got, like, so many takes of people just staring at the camera, and it's like, stop, please stop staring at the camera. Like, this. And then we were like, okay, we need one guy to stand right here. He doesn't need to say anything in here. And I was asking people, and they're like, do you know who I am? And I was like, no, I don't know who you are. Please just stand here. And we have one shot where it's shooting over their shoulder, and apparently he's a pretty good Star Wars comic artist. And I didn't know who he was.
It's Do you know who I am? No, we don't really care. Stand there.
Like, I need a shoulder and a head.
You have both of the key requirements. Oh, no, yeah, that's the best part is finding people who have egos bigger than ours and asking them to do things for us.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah, and I can even show up in person if you need to since I'm here.
But no. You're now at least an extra in season two, just so you know that.
Woohoo! I was going to say, I know how to wear t-shirts and drink beer, but alas.
And she's got boobs, too.
And I have boobs.
You can have a line.
But alas, I am way too far away.
I have a fedora, but I'm far away.
I would be there every filming, no problem. Yeah.
The only more dedicated persons like yourselves.
Yeah. The only way that all three of us are going to be together, I guess, is that in PenguinCon.
Is it PenguinCon,
which
yeah.
is in, what is it, Troy, Michigan this year, isn't it?
Yes.
Or next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, because they moved from Romulus to Troy. Like, it's a step up. What the hell?
Well, Troy is a little bit closer to me.
The customs are better, I'm sure. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm always worried about going to Michigan.
When is that one?
That I have it on the site, actually. It is, let me click the link.
We don't even
it
know.
Is April 30th to May 2nd, 2010.
Oh, wow.
So it's a ways off, and we're starting to
time
do
to plan.
Planning.
Yep. Time to plan.
You have time to write a special PenguinCon episode.
There you go. There you go.
We can carpool, too, actually.
Well, I gotta say,
if you guys end up going.
When we filmed on location, it worked actually a lot better. When we were that's my apartment in the other episodes, and mm-hmm. no one's paying attention. Everyone's goofing off. Like, but when we're somewhere, and like, okay, we have 4 hours. You guys need to stop goofing around. You will get food. Please, just say your line, monkey.
He didn't mean that. Any one of you who are listening, cast and crew, he didn't mean that. We love you.
Well, what about... Okay, well, we've had... We've had, Night Zero? Is that zombie photocomic? Is that what it is?
Shoot.
I got to find it real quick.
Way to go.
I don't know. You had Blanket last week. I listened to that. I like Blanket.
Yeah, they're from Minnesota, too.
Yeah, I met them last fall. That was kind of cool.
Yes.
I can imagine the guys meeting up with, like, some super arrogant webcomicker.
Yeah, if only there were some role models of super arrogant webcomic people.
Yeah, I wouldn't know who to suggest. Oh, wait. I have a list somewhere.
Well, I mean a fake one.
Right.
You know, he's like the king of webcomics. And...
At PenguinCon?
What I will say about Emo from Blanket, if he's listening, you know, he's always talking about geocaching, and I geocache, and I've asked him on Twitter a couple times to go together. I'm famous now. I've been on the webcomic Beacon here. You should go geocache with me.
Woohoo!
They're more famous than you, though.
I'm on every week, and nobody invites me anywhere.
Well, they have an iPhone app. That right there is like
No. See, their article was published on webcomics.com, and they also had a comic interview, too. Oh. So they have at least 3 points of famous in it.
Doesn't that mean they get a wiki page?
Actually, I think so.
Isn't that the requirement? You have to have three.
At least two.
Oh, it's at two unrelated mentions.
Not mentions. They actually want somewhat of actual
features,
scrutiny or criticism or something like that. Not just mentions. But you let Wikipedia bastards figure that shit out. In any case, the webcomic Night Zero at nightzero.com is... I believe it was Seattle or at least Washington State. And they actually have to – it's a photo comic, and they actually have to get licenses and written permissions to do a lot of the stuff that they do because of the locations that they use, especially for public filming. I have no idea if there's any sort of Minnesota laws about any sort of
it
like
never
that.
Stopped Ed Wood.
True. Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. If you get too famous, you might have people coming in, hey, you need a license, or hey, we want kickbacks, or if you don't deal with... I don't know.
We got that already.
Yeah, we did get releases from them.
Oh, okay.
But
just to cover our own butts. But
God knows where we put them.
Don't say that. Here's a tip to anyone who's out there doing something similar. Just remind anyone who ever asks you what it is you are doing, you're simply shooting a student film.
Jeez, you can get away with so much.
And get free beer.
Free beer. Well, that's, yeah.
I'll offer you a beer if you're going to be that much of a hassle, yeah.
I'm kind of interested in that Cygnus Porter. Sounds pretty good.
student film. I got to remember. All right. That's a good tip. And let's see here. I think that's pretty much it as far as the topic goes. Is there anything else you guys would like to add?
Or no, just wanted to thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us, and look forward to additional episodes coming up in the future.
You better. The last thing we need is another hiatus of somebody that we've had in the show.
Is there like a curse? You come on the show and suddenly you lose all motivation? Is that what you're telling me?
No. Only if you actually work on the show, apparently. Except for Mark. Mark's a workhorse.
I have no life, though, so that's the difference.
Oh, we lost Tanya. Anyway, that's all right, but I'm going to try to get her back to say goodbye. Everyone can check out the online internet webcomics show at onlineinternetwebcomicsshow.com. Let's see here. Tyler, George, thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What are you thinking for Tanya?
I was thanking them.
Oh, okay.
Not thanking you.
And, well, good luck to you guys, and we'll see you later.
Yep. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye bye. All right. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, news and all that. What's it?
And stuff.
I like what's it.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
Sparrow shall be at PenguinCon for the Wagon Tournament.
Woohoo! Nice.
Yep, Michael Delheim, something, I forget how you say his name.
That's Am I nice. Supposed to do something to make this card? I don't know. Because he hasn't told me yet.
You make art for it, and then if...
What the hell is that?
You have yet to make a art for a card yet, don't you?
I haven't, no.
Okay, well... There are two different types of cards. There's character cards and plot devices. Plot device for your comic would be something that kind of usually happens or some sort of like thing of your comic that would be, you know, plot related or can be an action of like one of your characters. Like an invention goes wrong or something like that. And that'd
like
be,
a grouch card or yeah, a Mark can't get a date card.
Something like that. And then there'd be character cards, which are, you know, based more off your characters. And then the other idea is to try to come up with an explanation or an idea about how this card may work. If you don't really know, I mean, Mike and his development team will work on it as well. I have a podcast card for the Webcomic Beacon that we're working on too. So it's, I decided that we shouldn't have like a Webcomic Beacon card, but it should be a podcast card in case the other, in case they get other like Webcomic podcasts.
Your talk show fails.
Oh shoot! Did it fail?
That should be the action card. Your talk show fails.
Oh no! I can't use a licensed name like that. But basically the card that we're working on is I have it. I'm saying it should be a round waster. Basically, you play the card, and basically you both skip your next turn. Basically, nothing happens. You're just wasting time listening to the podcast.
Nice.
But it would work for if you got like counters on cards that count up or count down to something, so it'd prevent any other sort of actions except for a few things, basically. But I thought it was not too very powerful, and it's like it does equal quote unquote damage or time wasting to both people. So that's something that they're working on, and hopefully we'll have that card by PenguinCon, so we can sell, give away, sell, or bundle. You know, it'd be a promotional card, basically.
Right.
Let me know what I need to do and stuff. That's for my car. I'm not for Onyx.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Let me know what I need to do, art size and all that stuff, and I'll put something together.
Yeah, yeah. And Tanya, maybe you should do something at least.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What the hell? Give me crap.
No, I'm giving you crap because you already were long ago talking about it and you haven't.
Well, all of the ideas I came up with were like adults in nature.
Right, right. I forgot.
And he was trying to do sort of a PG kind of thing.
you guys could like work together to make a special adult version.
Oh my god!
That would sell.
Sex ninja card.
Like an entire deck, you'd have to get like a bunch of like you know that rating of comic, and it may not have to be. You know, maybe he wouldn't want to sell it on the same site. You know, just because. So you had like you know it's like the back alley deck.
The back alley. The sex culture swoops in. Just attacks whoever. That's from another part.
Mike asks that you were considering a censored card, at least one card at least. Tanya? Did you disappear again? Tanya's gone.
Somebody mentioned sex and she left.
Tanya's offline. Oh well, that's how Tanya like avoids subjects. She just you know, she just leaves, you know.
Oh,
but anyway, we are going to be at the PenguinCon next year, and we invite people to let us know if you'll be coming. I'm going to be there with, you know, the Webcomic Beacon is having a table. Rampage Network is going to have a table. And also the Shifter Archive is going to have a table. I'm still trying to wrangle up some Jenny creators to be there. And I just got to hound them for a while. But there's time. There's time. Also, if there's anybody, any furries listening, I am planning to go to Midwest Fur Fest as an attendee. So this is... the first furry convention that I'll be able to go to in like 3 years of me wanting to go to a furry convention. But
wearing a costume, like little ears or tail or anything?
If I can, I'd like to have a tail for fun, most likely
tail
not
can be fun.
Yeah, tails are fun. You know, just to be you because I have a furry character of myself. But that's probably not gonna happen. But other things that are coming up, well, there's October 3rd is 24-Hour Comics Day. Now, this is a day in which people try to make a 24-page comic in 24 hours. Start to finish. Idea, conception, to, you know, finished product. And instead of me actually working on a comic this time, I'm going to be working on a 24-hour broadcast, which is not going to be, you know, full-on me talking and whatever. I'm planning to basically make like a radio show, and I'll do some reruns of some of the favorite webcomic beacons. I got permission to rerun a few of the gig casts, so get on our forum. And tell us, what are your favorite episodes of both the Webcomic Beacon and the Gigcast? I'm going to be playing both of our first episodes as well. I plan to program the entire 24 hours out so people can come and go as they please for parts of the show they want to listen to. And I'm going to... I got to coordinate with Mark and Tony here to figure out when we can all get on. And I'm going to be recording little parts, and that'll be the MP3 that'll be released the next week. The whole thing is not going to be recorded, so... but also let us know if you're going to be live streaming or you streaming your comic creation process, and we'll get some links out for that. Also, People are free to call in and let us know of their progress, how they're going, especially if you're at actual 24-hour Comics Day locations and you got some people going, got a bunch of people doing stuff. We'd love to hear from that. It'll be like a radio show. If you got license-free music that I can play, or even your own music that I can play and then link out for you guys, let us know. And I'll have music playing on the show. I'm trying to avoid any sort of legal issues, of course. It'll be all live streamed, which means that I can also show my desktop. And if anyone's using Ustream, I strongly suggest checking out Livestream. It seems way awesome, way better than Ustream from what I've seen so far. But I'm still trying it out. And that is on Saturday, October 3rd, going over to Sunday, October 4th. I believe since I work the Friday night, overnight, before that, we're probably going to start about, I think, 10 a.m. Eastern. I will post a schedule as soon as we got it, but it'll be about, it seems like it'll be about that time unless I can get the night off. So besides, I don't think a whole lot of people are going to actually start on midnight. Last year I started on noon, so we should be able to catch a variety of people starting, still working on, or finishing up their comic. Especially, you know, people across the pond, let us know, and people down under, you know, let us know. I'd want to be all inclusive to our listeners that are going to be participating in this event. Tanya, welcome back. Oh, you're not here.
Not here yet.
Hang on, I gotta shut off my brother's alarm clock, which is going off in the background.
Nice. He's got an alarm running. My Skype cuts out every 3 minutes.
Okay. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
No, my Skype keeps cutting out. Like every 3 minutes, it just like bombs.
Sure, there's a spammer in the chat room talking about how he gets all this action when he's only 16. So he must be counting the fantasies he has, I guess.
He says he buys sluts for $2.
$2. Well, now, what are you going to get for $2?
The funny thing about a $2 whore is it requires a $50 STD test, young man. Get your ass to a clinic and all the other bits as well.
Better hope we get get that penicillin shot, young man.
You're gonna need a little more than penicillin.
Guest 14 must be full of diseases, Mike LL says.
Holy crap.
Bribes and candy.
Spam. Thank you for the humor.
$2, man. McDonald's can't even beat that.
Honey, if they hand you bleach when you're done, that's a bad sign.
Is that your happy
good
meal?
Hard.
Jeez. Red Tech, Zara,
have some love for yourself. Spend a little cash.
Well, I think that's mostly what he's doing because he already did that.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with masturbation.
It can be lonely.
I owe a lot of dexterity skill in my right hand.
Yeah, but then you can wear down yourself and get too used to it and not be able to get off for other people. But anyway, TMI.
See what you learn when you tune into the webcomic Beacon.
Absolutely.
All kinds of stuff and advice and things.
And this inappropriate moment has been brought to you by the several Project Wonderful advertisers of the webcomic Beacon. At their header, we have PH Factor that sells steampunk goggles, guns, and accessories. Check
Goggly
out.
Goods.
Yeah, phfactor.ws. Tanya's very own Hans Meyer. this is his website. Or Emporium, I should say. So check that out, especially if you're into steampunk, because if you're not, then, you should check it out anyway, because the designs are pretty cool. phfactor.ws, check it out. Also, on our tower ad, we have Life Ain't No Pony Farm. This is a webcomic that is just fun and adorable. And bilingual, available in both English and Deutsch. Yeah, German for those who don't understand that. But
das ist gut.
I don't remember a whole lot. Ein, zwei, something. I don't remember. But check it out. And it actually, she has a little storyline going on right now. So check that out. And it's kind of surreal and fun. So, but main character, I think, is just adorable. So check that out at sarahbaruni.com/en, I guess, if you're an English viewer. But yeah, check that out. Life Ain't No Pony Farm by Sarah Baruni. And last up, we have Jaden and Crusader at jadenandcrusader.com with their custom ad for the single post banner ad, which is stop out baiting us, we're poor advertisement. And that's at jadenandcrusader.com. Oh wow, that's a new one. It's creepy. Sorry, just looking at the latest strip. I actually got into it a little bit more. And if you click back a couple, I guess to page 135, there's a funny little chocolate gag, which I found adorable. But those are our Webcomic Beacon advertisers for Sunday. That's right. If you would like to get mentioned on our show, especially when we do our broadcast live, we have Project Wonderful ads for you to bid on, and we will mention if you're the high bidder, which it can vary when we mention you, so bid high.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. No one's going to get that reference.
We have only the finest electrons and pixels for our advertising spend.
We need to build more pylons. Anyway, let's check our Webcomic Beacon email at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com and see what everyone's been sending us. Yes, somebody who inappropriately emailed a milestone to us at 250 has now actually hit 300. And that is the House of Madness at thehouseofmadness.com. Congrats for hitting 300 strips, an actual milestone event. I'm just all over the place over here. We did actually get a couple of show ideas in our emails as well, which are always really good. And we'll be looking up on some of those show ideas very soon. But we didn't get any other milestones here. I'm going to check our Twitter. That's right. The Webcomic Beacon is on Twitter. We are twitter.com/webcomicbeacon. And now that I got TweetDeck, you can send an at reply to us, and I should be able to catch it. So let me just go through here and scroll on through. We had a lot last week, but it doesn't look like much has been going on this week. So, oh, wait, I was looking at direct messages. Wow. Cool. Thanks for all the retweets, everybody, for when we broadcast the show. Milestones this week on our Twitter account, but I would prefer if you guys send emails, but, you know, that'll work as well. Let's see. Do you guys have any news?
News.
I got nothing.
News. Wow. Is there news? Are we going to talk about the cookbook?
The cookbook? Yes. This is a perpetual thing that we're trying to bring up and get going. If you have a comic and you would like to have an idea, if you have an idea that would work in our compilation comic book project, please let us know or go to our forums and go to the forum and say that, hey, I would like to reserve a page or a strip or a few pages. I got this joke I want to do, or this story I want to tell, or this recipe I'd like to share in comic form about holiday cooking. That's right. Well, the Webcomic Beacon is trying to put together a comic compilation book that we hope to have available by PenguinCon. What are they? Are they called? Are they called anthologies? Is it really?
No,
an anthology?
They're called cookbooks.
Well,
it's a cookbook.
Well, it can be more than a cookbook.
It's a compilation cookbook?
I'm just going to say a compilation. So if you got an idea, you know, and it, you know, one strip, a page, a few pages to tell a holiday cooking related story or recipe, you know, get into our forum. Let us know your let us know what you're doing, or email us. Let us know what you're doing, so we can get together, put pages together. These would have to be done within the next few months so that we can get everything put together for printing. But it's not going to happen if people don't get in on it. And so I'd hate to miss out on another project that I have to work on.
Yes, you must send your stuff. I have all kinds of recipes and stuff. I usually put them on my website, but I no doubt could have one to add for holiday cooking. I have quite a few I could add, actually. So keep me from being a hog and
yeah,
and add your
bastard.
Own.
Wow,
I am no Julia Child, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. All my recipes came from my grandmother, and I don't know if I'm allowed to give them out. I'm not sure if there's some sort of eternal consequence for sharing your grandmother's recipes. I'm not sure.
Only if you somehow draw, you know, prawn to go with it might cause you problems.
Don't you have like anybody in your family that's like possessive of their recipes, like their family recipes?
Possibly. That you'd have to ask people about that, or such.
Maybe anybody that cared is dead. That could be. I don't think my mom cares.
All witnesses are dead. Yeah. Then you can release sensitive information.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to, and I really want people to really get on that. I know it's hard to be motivated to do some stuff, but really, I really want to do this, really want to put it together, and every little bit counts. You know, people that may not be able to do like a whole book on their own can just supply a little part of it, and it's planned to be print on demand unless for some reason enough people want to get the book that we go through an actual printer, but... So let us know as soon as possible. And just another word out there for people, members of the Rampage Network, which are listening, please go to the members section of the forum and weigh in on the Rampage Network newsletter, as well as the Rampage Network podcast, which presently looks like it might be held on Sundays, either before or after the webcomic Beacon does the recording. But it's only looking to be done twice a month. So weigh in on those and get in the member forums. And I'll probably be mentioning Rampage Network stuff a little bit more often on the show. You know, we are hosted by them, and we should mention them more often. Rampage Network at rampagenetwork.com. Check them out.
So there.
It's not selling out because they bought us. No.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Hurry, hey, hurry, hurry.
All I know I'm not paying for my hosting right now, so... I am
looking, this is probably horrible, you might have to just cut this out. I don't know. I'm looking for
ratings going up.
Submissions, actually. I'm looking for name submissions.
Submissions,
no, not, but well, maybe, but no. Let's stay on track for a second.
Okay.
currently I'm looking for name submissions. I talked with a libel lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears that, you know, I can't be sued for libel for the comic series I was intending, which is like, you know, person's name here is full of shit. And it will be, you know.
Sean Hannity.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Right. It'll be people like that. It'll be people like Jenny McCarthy, the anti-vaccine, you know, the anti-vaccine movement, Ray
Glenn
Comfort,
Beck.
The whole anti, yeah, Glenn Beck. It's not just political, though. It'll be a lot of things that are just anti-science, anti-logic, anything that a skeptic would sort of freak out over, the homeopaths and that whole kind of thing. So if anyone
the guy
has...
that Buzz Aldrin...
Totally. I'm totally going after the moon hoaxers. I'm going after the truthers and the birthers and the. So if anyone has any name submissions or group submissions, if you could email me, you can email me at creator@betapone.com. I would greatly appreciate it, and I will give you some little blurb of credit if your idea is original.
You're looking for dirt content, basically.
I'm not looking for content. I'm just looking for names. People that, you know are full of shit.
Oh, okay. Ahmed Ahmadinejad.
Pasted in a comic.
Ahmed
let me go to FoxNews.com and see if they have a list of all their personnel.
Not just political, though, because it's hard to knock down somebody's ideology. But if there's they're spreading literally false facts.
Ahmed Ahmadinejad is saying that he's one of these freaking
Yahoos. He's a Holocaust denier, along with a bunch of other things.
Jackass. How much evidence is there?
National Committee. And,
we're thinking a lot of things like, Sylvia Brown or Ray Comfort or
Clear Channel Communications. Get this list of employees.
So if you come up with a name or a group that isn't already on my list, I'll give you credit for having brought up the idea and send you a free copy.
Bingo. So there.
That's all well and good. I keep thinking. I'm thinking that there might be something I'm missing, forgetting to mention.
Did the milestones? And talked about the cookbook.
Talked about the 24-hour broadcast.
Did that? Yeah. Hmm.
I think we are done.
I think that's everything.
Are we done? Are we done? Tanya, did you get anybody for next week?
I haven't gotten any response yet.
Okay.
I don't know if, he's not around.
That's okay. let's see. We will not have a show on October 4th in the afternoon like we normally do on Sundays, because on the 3rd and going into the 4th, we'll be having the 24-hour broadcast. So we're not going to have our afternoon show. Besides, by then, everyone's probably going to be asleep Sunday afternoon after the finish or give up on the 24-hour comic. We are going to be looking for the rest of October. I got a couple of ideas in my inbox. If Tanya doesn't get back to me in the next couple of days about somebody for the 27th, I got a couple I'm going to be contacting shortly for the 27th. And, we'll see. But that is all for the Webcomic Beacon episode 91 this week. I'm Fess of Fessworks.com.
Mark, go.
I've been demoted. I guess it's your turn.
This is Tanya of Fatapone.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
You know, I'm only going based on how long you've been here,
Yeah.
We gave it to Mark for a while, though, because I was
You gave it to Mark for a while. Here, you're messing up my pattern. And
you started it. You said that I'd been demoted, that you were going to give Mark the
I didn't say
going.
It. You said you did. It.
You go back and listen to your own damn episodes, boy. You started
Yeah, but I say a, I say a lot
I
of
said
stuff.
It.
Oh, it was Mark.
It, Mark said it. Yeah. See? Oh, no. That's all.
Jedi will be destroyed.
Okay, then.
I will rule with the power of the dark side.
Oh, it's totally time to go now, right?
Good night, everybody.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
If you get broken up via text message, like you could have at least emailed me. If you get broken up by email, you should have at least called. If you get called, you should have seen me in person. And if you see him in person, well, you should have the decency to jump off a fucking bridge.